This is the new episode in Radio Bulgaria series 80 Years in 80 Weeks, presenting the history of the Bulgarian National Radio, 80 long years. This time we focus on 1999, an emblematic year related to the saga with Bulgarian medics in Libya. Stay with us to learn more. Bulgarian National Radio, 80 years in 80 weeks, and the year is 1999, the day the 9th of February, when several dozens of medical workers were arrested in Libya's capital, Benghazi, 23 Bulgarians among them. Most of the people were released in a few days, but what followed in the years to come? Bulgarian nurses Kristiana Volcheva, Nasi Nenova, Valentina Stiropulo, Valia Cervenyashka and Snezhana Dimitrova, along with Dr. Zdravko Gyurgiev and Palestine student in medicine Ashraf Ahmed Al-Hajush, remained into custody. For about 1 year, they were considered to be detained as witnesses only. But in the year 2000, the medics faced charges for the deliberate infecting of over 400 Libyan children with the HIV virus, thus causing an epidemic of AIDS in Benghazi, with the purpose of the Jamahiriya's destabilization. There were 4 Bulgarian lawyers at the trial and a Libyan one. The Bulgarian nurses began to work at the Al-Fatih Children's Hospital back in 1998, except for Kristiana Volcheva and her husband, Dr. Zdravko Petrov, who worked in the desert. During the same year, parents of children infected with AIDS invaded a healthcare conference and demanded the intervention of the state into the expanding crisis, while others sent complaints to the healthcare ministry. The Libyan leader, Muammar Gaddafi, promised heavy penalties for the doers. However, documents testified on AIDS cases as of the beginning of the 1990s, as their number had grown over the period 1997-1998. The healthcare authorities hid from the public information on the poor hygiene in hospitals and the lack of trained personnel. So, the foreign medical workers were directly blamed for the situation. Though people said that nothing could be predicted in Libya, in that case, Muammar Gaddafi wanted to reach a balance in the internal tension between the separate public groups, blackmailing the West at the same time. The first trial, which was in 1999, kicked off even without any notification for the Bulgarian party. It was seized due to the lack of evidence, and the medics said they were tortured to confess. In the meantime, Libya withdrew its accusations in an alleged conspiracy with the CIA and Mossad. However, a new case was opened in the year 2002, for the illegal testing of medicines and infection with HIV mutations. The world's foremost HIV expert, Luc Montagnier, testified in court that infections were due to bad hygiene in those hospitals registered before the defendant's appearance there. Still, the penal court in Benghazi sentenced the 7 to death with the accusation of having deliberately infected over 400 children. Dr. Zdravko Gyurgiev was sentenced to 4 years in prison and deprived from civil rights for illegal operations with foreign currencies. In December 2006, and despite the pressure of the EU and the United States, The death penalties were confirmed by the Tripoli Penal Court. After 8 years spent in prison, the happy ending came on July 24, 2007. French President Nicolas Sarkozy announced then the agreement reached between France, the European Union and Libya. The prisoners would be extradited. Cecilia Sarkozy, the then wife of the French president, took part in the last series of negotiations as well. She remembers Gaddafi as a dark and brutal person that had to comply with the numerous interior fights between the separate groups in Libya. And here is what Bulgarian nurse Kristiana Vulcheva recalls from the night when they were freed. This recording is kept in the sound archives of the Bulgarian National Radio.
Когато напуснахме територията на Либия, въздушното пространство на Либия, това беше казано от пилота.
The pilot of the plane informed us on the leaving of Libya's airspace that was the true happiness we felt. Later on, we landed on the Bulgarian airport, where our president was waiting for us. I have always seen the name Cecilia as freedom. After 2,910 days as a nightmare, the then president of Bulgaria, Georgi Parvanov, issued a decree for the pardoning of the Bulgarian medics. 4 years later, in 2011, and after the start of the national protests in Libya, the ex-minister of justice said for Al Jazeera that only Gaddafi was to be blamed for the infecting of the Libyan children. This is what Bulgarian nurse Kristiana Vulcheva recalls from the night when the medics were freed several years ago. This recording is part of the Bulgarian National Radio's sound archives. This was another episode in our series 80 Years in 80 Weeks, this time revisiting 1999 and a turbulent page in Bulgarian history, the saga with Bulgarian medics in Libya.